The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. The days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. Well, those days have come, right? Welcome to Friday in Lent, right? And as long as our Lord himself has brought up the subject of fasting, how about we just take a little bit of a closer look at this subject? So much that can be said about the subject of fasting. Just two little thoughts for you here today, okay? Okay, first of all, we take up voluntary bodily self-denial during the season of Lent under the umbrella term of fasting, right? Voluntary bodily self-denial of otherwise perfectly legitimate good things. Not because there's anything wrong with those good things, but rather there's very much wrong with our hearts. We are all badly attached to worldly things in a distorted way. Exaggerated, disordered, sometimes even idolatrous. And the practice of penance helps set right wrong desires. You know what we're really doing in taking up penance or fasting or bodily self-denial? What we're really doing is realigning our will with God's will. Which is why you can say that every act of penance is really an assault on the ego. So each one of us, we take up voluntary self-denial here in Lent. And of course, the most basic of all is our common practice of our meatless Fridays here in the season of Lent. But you want to take up something else that you voluntarily sacrifice and renounce. Okay, and understand, let it be a real bodily, physical thing. So sometimes people will say, "You know, I'm fasting from unkindness during Lent." Or "I'm fasting from judgmentalism, and would you please pass the Doritos?" Okay. That's great, really, it is. But please understand, that's a metaphor, okay? That's not fasting. Fasting is ordered towards taming the ego, and you can't tame the ego with a metaphor, all right? Let's let it be something real and physical and bodily. But here's another thought about fasting or about penance. And that is, there is a deeper and a more perfect penance, and you want to embrace it with all your heart during this Lent. And that is the many hardships, difficulties, sufferings, or even mere irritations that God in his permissive will has allowed to come into your life. Try to think of those things as the penance that God has chosen for you. Okay? And it's the most perfect penance of all. That is the most purifying of all penances. And the more you're obedient to it, the more progress you're going to make. Take a look at the cross up here and just remember, Jesus Christ went to the cross because of obedience. Jesus Christ didn't go to the cross because of poverty. Jesus Christ didn't go to the cross because of chastity. Jesus Christ went to the cross because of obedience. And I'm telling you, there is a deep, deep penance in being obedient to the many circumstances of your life. Good as it is that you choose your own penance, better still that you are choosing in faith what God has allowed for you. So just a couple thoughts today about fasting or about self-denial. Lent is a long journey. We're just getting started and we are travelers on the road. And today, in faith, we take one more step. Amen.